April 21, 1936. Divine display for one who lives in his will. How God renders her participant in his works. How he has always something to give and to operate together with the creature. I am always in the sea of the divine volition, in which I find the strength, the peace, the love. Even more, as I enter into it, on seeing my littleness, that I am good at nothing, the divinity, who loves so much for its will to operate in my littleness, arms its sanctity around me, its wisdom, goodness, strength, divine light, so that its will may find in me its divine qualities, in order to be able to carry out its operating acting me. Therefore, it puts something of its own, to give grace to the creature to let her operate in it. So, I was following the acts of the divine will, and it carried me in its arms. It sustained me, it breathed upon me, to let me receive the participation of its acts. Then I arrived at the act of the conception of the Virgin, and I found myself inside the little heart of the Virgin newly conceived. My God, I don't know how to say it, I am unable to continue on. But my sweet Jesus, in order to let me comprehend, told me, Blessed daughter of the my volition, you are right. The waves of my will inundate you, drown you, and your little capacity remains lost. And you need your Jesus to explain to you better that which you see but cannot express. Now, know, my daughter, that our love for one who wants to live, and does live in our divine volition is such and so great, that we want to render her participant in all our works, for as much as it is possible to a creature, giving her also the merit of our divine works. As the creature enters into our will calls its divine works in it, as if it were operating in that very instant. And identifying the creature within its act, it lets her see the prodigies of its operating, and receive and be confirmed in that good, making her feel the new life of its act. You have seen the conception of the Sovereign Queen, and how you, being present in my will, found yourself as conceived within her maternal heart. See the great difference, for one who lives in my will the prodigies of the Immaculate Conception were unheard of. My will, which animated this conception and from which no one can escape, called all creatures to be present, that they might remain conceived within her virginal heart, and receive her maternity, her help, her defense, and find refuge in the support of this celestial mother. Now, one who lives in our will finds herself in this act of conceiving. She is the daughter who, spontaneously, of her own will, seeks her mama and takes her place, enclosing herself in her maternal heart, to let the celestial queen be her mama. This creature will take part in the riches of the sovereign lady, in her merits, in her love. She will feel within herself her nobility, her sanctity, because she knows to whom she belongs, and God will let her participate in the infinite goods and exuberant love he had in the conception of this holy creature. And so with all our works, as the creature in our will seeks them and calls them in order to know them and love them, we call our works in it, we place her in the center of them, we make her feel and experience all our love and the power of our creative strength. And the littleness of the creature receives and becomes filled, up to being unable to contain any more. My daughter, not to let one who lives in our will participate in our works is impossible for us, nor would ours be true love, because we possess by nature the communicative force, and would want to communicate our divine goods to all. It is the creatures that reject them from us. But for one who lives in our volition we show off in communicating our goods. We find no opposition in her. And if it were not so, we would hinder our divine being. While, on the contrary, to love, to give, to abound with our creatures is one of our happinesses. Now see, then, the great difference from one who lives in our will. The other creatures are present in our works, in the conception of the Holy Virgin, in the incarnation of the Word, in my pains, in my death, and even in my resurrection. But they are there by virtue of our power and immensity. I could say, almost by necessity, not out of love, nor because they know our goods, or love to make their dwelling in them in order to enjoy them, not at all. It is because no one can escape our divine being. On the other hand, with one who lives in our will, it is the creature herself that seeks our works, knows them, loves them, appreciates them, and comes to take her place inside of them, and she loves and operates together with us. Therefore, as a consequence, she participates, acquires new knowledges and new love. While the others are there but do not know our works, they do not love us, they have not a word to tell us. They are there, if one could say this, only to clutter our immensity, and many to offend us. Therefore, this is our ardent longing, that the soul live in our will. We have always something to give, and always to do with her, and she has things to do together with us. We give each other no time, one act calls for another, and we know each other well. Our will makes us known, makes us loved first, and then forms the perennial union of the creature in our will. Fiat.